جاي جورجي جان
جاي
لا
لو
جاي لو
هلو
لو هلو هلو
هاي
I'll ask to start the videos here. iPhone, ask to start your video if you want. Trish, I asked to start your video. There we go. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Just want to mention, because I use my phone for hearing and talking and the visual on the computer because I am in the country and internet's not very good, so I prefer to do it like this. That's why you see my name two times.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, I just got messed up last week. I was going to that site, the Dakshina site, but the page with the link wasn't coming up. No matter what I did, I didn't notice that link. And I didn't notice that at the base of the YouTube was the link. And I just kept looking in all the wrong places. It was for about, almost 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, you're here.
Yeah, you're here. Yeah. So, John, are you in your new place?
No, not yet. That's next week.
Not yet. Yeah. Next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
going to
be
in the same town.
Yes, it's in the same town. Like, not even 10 minutes away from where I am now.
Nice.
And next week I won't be doing this because I'll be in the process of moving. I get the moving truck on the 19th. I get the keys on the 20th. So the following week I should be all moved in my new place.
Nice. And
then we'll have this.
Okay, good.
And yeah, it also works. I know the Ramakant Maharaj Dakshina.net is more difficult. I mean, after you get it, you could bookmark it, but also spontaneous devotion or spontaneous conviction.net will get you there. So. But next week when you go, you'll see that there won't be a link and it'll say next meeting is, I guess, the 26th. So.
Okay.
Oh, I missed that. I was thinking about something else. What's going to change?
Nothing's going to change. I was just saying that Ramakant Maharaj Dakshina.net, that's a little bit difficult. Of course, you probably could bookmark it, but then you have spontaneous devotion.net or spontaneous conviction.net. Both of those will get you to the same site. And what I was saying is next week when you go to the site, it won't have the Zoom link. And it'll say next meeting is like the 26th or whatever. And that's how you'll know anytime you go to the website and that link isn't there, that means we're not meeting. And it'll tell you then when the next time is.
Oh.
And it should do that on the YouTube videos too.
Okay. So there is no meeting next week? Is
it? No. There's no meeting next week because I'm going to be moving.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. It would just be too difficult to try and do that.
Understood. Yeah.
When Ramakant died, I guess, you know, they have some kind of ceremony and do mantra and stuff, right?
They put the body on a pyre and lit it, and then different devotees would come and put a little log or something on, or they had sticks of some sort that they would put on it. And they did the bhajans. That's on the website, actually. Both the website that we just talked about, and then also Ramakant Maharaj USA. It says evening bhajan, Maharaj samadhi or celebration or something like that.
Maharaj samadhi.
Go ahead.
They do that, anything similar to people that aren't considered like Ramakant, you know, just regular people.
I really don't know the burial practices of India, honestly. I think they do put people on a pyre, whether they're whomever they are. But I don't know. You know, I know, of course, Ramakant Maharaj, he was the lineage master. So it was a very large, again, you can go on either the YouTube channel or the Ramakant Maharaj USA under Maha Samadhi, and you'll see all the videos of what was going on for that ceremony.
How about if Ramakant was still alive and somebody in the...
For one quick thing, Ramakant was not born, was not dead, yeah. didn't know this, like fully realized this fact. So leaving the body was only the body-based existence. The experience of experiencing a body-based existence is no more. But even as for you as a devotee, you're closer to the master than you ever were, because you, when he was in physical form, your mind might have convinced you that you had to fly to India to remain at the ashram and be with the master. And now you know, even if you don't yet know yourself fully, you can use this body form to sense this present that is that master that you are, and that is Ramakant Maharaj. And Ramakant Maharaj knew that. You may not fully know it. You've been told that, and you're still discovering this truth for the direct experience of, oh, I and the master are one and the same. He was not born. He did not die. I was not born. I did not die. And all of this world is illusion based on the concept of being a body in a world. So not to interrupt you, we just had to clarify that, because we don't want to keep saying, you know, when he died and how this is going and all this, because Maharaj wasn't born and he didn't die. He knew that fully. Like I said, you may understand this and the conviction is deepening, but he absolutely knew it. So.
So my question was just, do they have any practices for if a Dharma person passes in the lineage?
I don't know what Dharma, when you say a Dharma person.
I'm using a Buddhist term. In the group that, the meditation group that's, you know, like the devotees, you know.
Yeah, I mean, again, I really don't know what the burial practices are from India.
Okay, so it doesn't really relate to the lineage, some kind of practice when somebody dies.
Yeah, again, I don't know what the... I don't know.
Yeah.
I really have no idea. I've seen videos of Nisargadatta Maharaj, his Mahasamadhi. I've seen videos of Sri Ranjit Maharaj and his Mahasamadhi. And I've seen videos of Sri Ramakant Maharaj and his Mahasamadhi. But I'm not familiar, other than watching those videos, I know as much as you do.
Uh-huh, okay.
There were some devotees in the ashram that died during COVID. I think like 4 or 5 people died because of COVID in India, including the guy. Oh, I wish, not to be disrespectful if people are listening to this, I don't remember his name. He was the manager of the ashram. And I forgot his name, but I would know him. And he left the body because of COVID. I can't remember his name. And I don't want to say the wrong name, because then that could be somebody's name who's actually at the ashram, and I say they died, and that's not good either. So
I
But he was the manager who, like, he signed every, you know, when you went to India, he would sign your name in the book as you received the mantra on such and such a date. And at Nashik Ashram and this and that.
would you say you can go through life without taking interest in the interests of the mind? The mind seems to have its own interests, but I guess that's a statement that's attributing something to the mind that it doesn't have, but necessarily have. It seems like it. The mind has its own interests, but I know when I think of myself as being the mind, I think I have interests and desires, and therefore they distract me from being able to be without interests. You know, taking the touch, I guess, is what you would call when you're interested in something or sort of invested in it in a as if it makes a difference to you.
This you has to be dissolved.
But it is possible.
Who are you without body? That's, you know, when you say these things about taking interest, you know you are, right? That subtle, just die. When that's all you know, then there's nothing else to know. And nothing can be interest, because before you say I am, or before you say you are, or any, you are. So you remain here. There's no mind at all. And if there is this concept of there's a me mantra, discover the selfless self. The selfless self is nothing. There's nothing. And you will go about your day with scenes appearing and disappearing before you, and there won't be a you here, because this you here is a mind created kind of stuckness only because of belief in being a body. Again, this you are is formless.
So there won't be what you normally call interest either, then, I guess. What I normally call interest,
Everything is pick up the water, drink the water, put it back down. You know, there's effort made in the moment, I guess you could say. There's a spontaneous effort in the moment to do some action, and then it relaxes. And there's no doership, there's no doer, and there's no deed, because there's not a you there. So you're not leaving little footprints in mind of I have done something, or I am doing something. This I, you cannot point to where this I is. If I say I, what is I?
So the actions that they just follow according to like some kind of spontaneous arising.
Well, again, like Maharaj has said, mind, ego, intellect, this thought comes, it's given to mind, intellect then says, oh, I make a decision, and ego, it's just taking action. Ego taking action is using this body form. But that doesn't mean ego, like I'm the doer. The formlessness is taking form to pick up the water, drink it, and put it down. Because the thought comes, most likely, I would like water, or I'm thirsty. Or the body itself, you're having the sensation of needing water. There's thirst. Thirst is arising, and it goes to mind, and intellect makes the decision, let's have a glass of water. And then, using this body form, you go and you give water. In reality, the formlessness is not drinking, obviously. It's just the body, and because you're the formless holder of the body, there's a sensation, there's thirst, or there's hunger. These are just sensations in the body, just like when you're driving, the oil light comes on, And you go and you get oil.
The body likes water, but likes
body is a food body. You have to feed and water it, like a plant.
Yeah. Well, you sometimes you say do what you like, but their likes and dislikes are kind of just scenes also appearing as just likes and dislikes.
When we say do as you like, it's once you know yourself in a real sense, then it's finished. Like, what's being done? Nothing's being done. Use the body in the moment to do what needs to be done and then forget about it. And there's no you doing it. There could still be like and dislike, of course. You say, I like vanilla ice cream. I don't like strawberry sherbet. I prefer vanilla ice cream. That's a like and a dislike, but it's not an earth shattering thing.
Yeah, it's like in Das Boot, they do talk about levels of some things are, I don't know, implying, I forget the words, how he says it, but that some things are superior to others or something to that effect.
It's a mix of the gunas, and this body form is just a five elemental body. Preferences and such of things are just inbuilt, basically. I guess you could call it conditioning, how the mind and the body are operating, like as a unit, I suppose. But again, remember, it's illusion because you're formless. See, the more we talk about illusion, the more we can get lost in illusion, because there are many explanations for everything that is not. For that is, there's no explanation and no need for words.
So just keep it simple, I guess.
Keep it as simple as there's just I without anything. Presence, as Maharaj calls it, glimpses of I. Just I. Just this subtle you are, this subtle I am. Without saying I am, I am. Remain there. Then what is all this busyness? Is not, it's nothing. Just remember again, the space in the room clicks with this body and sees a room. You see this?
Makes likes and dislikes out of it.
Well, because, and now that I'm in this room, I can say there are many things, because I see myself as a thing, and the knowledge that I exist obviously is here. I exist, yet I don't know what I exist as, so immediately I identify I exist in this form, because that's the closest thing, and it impresses. That's why Master says, remain with your selfless self, remain with mantra. This will impress. Oh, so that I am that. The first time I understood that I existed, I used a body form to know this. But now that I know myself in a real sense, this body form is no longer needed. And yet it's here, unasked for. You have this body available. But you know that you are not the body. You're more like the space in the room than you are the body that's in the room.
So the body made it possible to know this, in a sense.
Spirit clicked with the body and you said, I. The space in the room discovered I exist. And in saying I exist, looks around and sees all these objects. And then wants to label and identify these objects. So therefore mine says, this is a phone. And well, actually, you don't even say this. Mom and dad tell you. Yeah. Look, Keith, a phone.
the word.
And you say the words, phone. Yay, good job, Keith.
That's not really spontaneous.
This impresses the egoistic sense that Keith has now learned the word phone. But everything you're learning is within the bubble of illusion and is absolutely useless to your own selfless self. Just like in a dream, you can do stuff in a dream and have stuff in a dream, but you cannot take it out of the dream. So what was the use or the value of those things within the dream that you so-called acquired or knowledge that you gained? Nothing. For a time, it appeared like it was important. And that's why Master says, remain with yourself, the self, be with you always, because this is a long dream. Nothing that's occurring now is of any importance to you whatsoever. You are formless.
So you wouldn't even have the word spontaneous unless there is illusion. And
we say spontaneous because it's an action without thought, an action without word. Spontaneous is just I don't know what you would say.
It's like presence being is spontaneously being or something.
Spontaneous beingness is known. Because this body form is there, there's a knowledge of I exist. But the one that knows I exist is not within the form. The entire form-based reality of illusion is within that you are, the formlessness.
That's why sometimes I guess they say the purpose of, if you have there is a purpose at all, it's to wake up to what you are or are not.
Well, and that's within the illusion. And just like in a dream tonight, let's say Keith dreams that he goes to this mountaintop and he discovers a master. And in the dream, this master says, Keith, go forth and carry the message. Tell the good news to all the world that you are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain the body. And within the dream, Keith does as he's told. He goes and he carries this message and he talks to people. And other people say, oh, Keith, I feel that. I feel that subtle. There's something. And you're saying that something is my own selfless self. And now Keith wakes up. So what was the value?
Well, the value is waking up, right?
No, I'm saying Keith wakes up from his dream. Where's the guru? Where's Keith and all his followers and all the people that he was letting the good news? Where did all those people go? They're back to the formless presence that they are, that you were, that you always will be. Because they never were. They were the something that appeared in the nothing. There's no value in the illusion. You could say, okay, I know myself in a real sense, but you know yourself in a real sense within the bubble of illusion. Now you know yourself in a real sense that this illusion has appeared to you. It's projected on your spontaneous presence, but you haven't gained anything because this is the truth. You just stopped imagining the false. And that's why they say no gain, no loss. No experience, no experiencer. No witness, no witnesser. Nothing is there. Except your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing. And everything that is appearing is within that nothing. And that nothing didn't need to know I exist. But along with this knowledge of existence came all these things to know. Knowledge and knowingness were born with the subject-object duality. I know this sense of existence. I know these things. But all of this is within your own self, just as a dream would be. Lay down at night. Dream world is projected spontaneously, formlessly, obvious. So obvious that this form, this this form-based world that you are dreaming about came out of nothing and will dissolve back into nothing. So any of the activities or any of the things that were happening within this dream were nothing. It was no activity. For a time, the dream looked real. Now you say, how is that putting yourself at peace? Because immediately you drop this concept of I am a body in a world and I'm doing all these things and all this pressure and all these, because you don't, there's nothing to know, not even your own self. You're just here knowing that none of this is true.
That's why I guess it gets tricky when you start you feel peace and you start identifying with the peace. Mm. At least I do.
Well, there's not a you here. Only through mind is there a you here. The mind that you're believing in is kind of compressing you into this body. And you say, Keith is feeling peace. But this sensation of peace is there with the erasure of Keith. Mm-hmm. It's just naturally your own true nature. And now we say, go about, do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities. But no, that's all illusion. It's no longer like you're thinking it's illusion. You absolutely know, because there's no you here for anything to be happening for or to. And it's not Keith has become everything. It's everything for a time believed in the limitation of being Keith. And none of that was true.
So I can blame everything. Huh?
Well, there's nothing. No, seriously, I remember, and I talked about this before, right after Maharaj left the body, I was crying a little bit because he was like a father. You know, it was pain. Although I know that he is that, there was a feeling of loss, body-based existence and feeling this loss. And in that instant, I'm driving and I said, well, now Maharaj is everything. No, it instantly clicked. No. Everything for a time appeared as Maharaj, and now there's not this appearance. The body-based existence that was here is no more, but the everything is no longer, there's no limitation to that everything that I can put on it and say, that's Maharaj. Now you can say, that's Maharaj, because when you sit there and you feel that very subtle sense of presence, this is also why we spoke. Somebody had asked a little while ago, what about people who die? And the closest you can be with someone who's left the body is presence. When you're in that just die space, that just I am, I without anything, that is as close as you could possibly be to your quote departed loved one, because that presence at one time was appearing as that person that you were believing, and now they're no longer. And presence in that body is no longer believing itself to be limited to that body form, experiencing a you. when we say there is nothing. And everything that is seen, there is a formless seer seeing, and those are not your own self, obviously, because you cannot see your own self. Even in this body-based illusion, the only way we can see ourselves is in some kind of a mirror form, a reflection of something. And all of this is your spontaneous projection. No different than the
reality has no proof.